I guess I'll start. I am. So my name is Andrea Audi. I work as a trader and marketer for a nonprofit called Twin. It's a 35-year-old charity that works with coffee, cocoa, and nuts. We've been working with smallholder producers on a variety of different projects, most of them on ways of building an equitable supply chain, addressing issues like gender equity, environmental sustainability. We do a lot of projects with quality of coffee, so trying to help producers capture more value through improving their quality, and a number of other projects. So we have a long history of connecting UK market and European market to producers in countries that might not be as connected to the global market. An example would be the Democratic Republic of Congo. We started in 2008 working in the DRC with producers who at the time had no external market for their coffee. We did a lot of training on creating cooperatives, which were then able to collectively bargain and work to get their coffee to market, improve their quality. And now the coffee from Democratic Republic of Congo, not only because of us by any means, but is becoming a much more common part of the global coffee market. I work for the importing company that is owned by the charity. The charity we have an office in London and one in Kigali in Rwanda. In London, we have a trading desk that helps to export coffee from the producers that we work with. So we believe that offering a route to development also involves offering a route to market, so that we can do development work, we can work with people to improve their quality, or innovating on business management and these things. But if there is no market for their coffee, then we're not really able to see that project to the end of the line, so to speak. So we connect producers with markets. We work with some of the largest roasters in the UK. And my experience has been to work very closely with producers and try to foster those relationships in a way that is sustainable for a long term. So we're not really interested in spot buying or small kind of one-time business. We're looking for long-term partnerships because that's what producers desire and need. So that's it for me. I'm sure I'll have plenty of time to talk more about myself.
Great. My name is Sonia Wittenberg. I'm the managing director at Well Grounded. We are a not-for-profit community interest company, so in a sort of similar world to yourself. We are actually a lot more downstream because we run two training academies. We train people facing socio and economic disadvantage into careers in the specialty coffee industry. We know that, and we're very focused on London because one training academy is in the Tower Hamlets borough and the second one that we've just opened is in Camden, literally just a stone's throw away from the new Cold Drops Yard development. There are many people in London who are facing lots of barriers to employment, and we were started because we saw an opportunity to make a connection between these individuals and the specialty coffee industry, which is notorious for being for having a lack of sort of talent and very high staff turnover. And we class ourselves as a social enterprise, and what we're trying to do is really bridge the gap between what's a social need and also a market need. To date, we've trained over 300 people, many of whom have gone into sustainable work. That's one of our main goals. So the vehicle that we use to do that is the SCA Barista Foundation Skills course. We run that over 9 weeks, so people who are eligible for our program come in and go through 4 weeks of relatively intense technical training to ensure that they get the practical and the written qualifications for that SEA diploma. At the end of the 4 weeks, they're then connected, or they start on work placements, and the work placements can happen with an independent coffee shop in Stoke Newington, for example. It can also happen with one of our employer partners, the specialty coffee chains, for instance. Ozona is one of them, and there are quite a few others. And some of our trainees also go into work placements at contract caterers. We work with Gather and Gather and Bartlett Mitchell. We've got some really wonderful partnerships with them. And that then starts, that's a 5-week work placement. It includes one day coming back into our training academy to kind of calibrate their skills and things that they've learned on the job. And at the end of 5 weeks, so that brings to a close the 9-week program, we have a graduation event where the trainees get to run their own pop-up coffee shop. We invite our big funders and our industry partners, and that's a sort of a sign that they've graduated from the course, and they get to choose the coffees that they're going to be brewing on espresso. We also have a brew bar that day, and normally what happens at the end of that is they then get their certification and they go into work. We've been relatively quite successful in ensuring that people go into work and sustain work and sustaining work for more than 6 months at least. Is a sign of huge success for us, and our numbers have been really great. We've got a wonderful graduate program that leads on from that. So once you graduate from our programs, you then have access to the graduate program, which now has started to include the SEA intermediate course as well. So we're starting to see a really, really good group of well-grounded alumni who are in work in specialty coffee, and are local people for local jobs as well. How I think we've made a difference is we've really gotten an industry, like I said, that's really, really notorious and suffering from very high turnover, to invest in the people, in local people who have come through our programs. Many local people we know find that travel is a huge barrier to sustaining employment, and so what we're trying to do is give opportunities for local people in local jobs. So that's well grounded.
Nice. My name is Thomas DeGarnham, and I am the head of wholesale for Redemption Roasters. We are a young social enterprise based out of Aylesbury Prison, where we operate a large-scale commercial coffee roastery. We also operate in 6 other prisons across the UK, where we have barista academies to train inmates. Each prison's a little bit different, but Aylesbury is a young offenders institution, a YOI, and the other prisons that we operate in vary in category, so security rating, and they are adult prisons. We're currently looking at moving into other prisons, particularly a women's prison would be fantastic, and we're currently in discussions with several prison governors and education providers in that respect. I look after the wholesale customer base that basically take on our graduates upon release. So our ultimate goal as a social enterprise is not only to grow our business and become financially sustainable, but increase our wholesale network. So then when a trainee is released from prison, we have the wholesale network to not necessarily guarantee them employment, but do our very, very, very best to get them into jobs. Short and sweet, but that's about us.
So I think it's great that we have people from such different programmatic backgrounds. I'm curious to know if, when working on the retail and barista side, how you feel that experience has encouraged you to look back through the chain, and in your experience, questions about coffee, because we get questions about coffee from baristas all the time. You're at the other end of the chain, right? Talking to consumers and retailers, but there is a story that we're telling. How do you both find that you tell the story of coffee with the people you work with?
So one of the things that we do as part of our training program is we obviously go through origin and we talk about where coffee comes from, and we actually have industry partners, and we also run industry roundtables where green coffee buyers come and some producers come. We've literally, some of our grads just listened in on an Ethiopian coffee producer who talked about what he was doing and the coffee farms and the coffee that was coming from there. A lot of the people that access our program haven't got any prior coffee knowledge, and so we think education is a really, really important part of our training. We teach people about origin and not just about pouring latte art, which is also important as well.
Of course.
And we find that when people are empowered with that knowledge and they can see a coffee cherry on a picture of a coffee tree and they hear the stories about farmers at origin and what coffee has done to transform their lives, they find it very inspirational as well. And those stories then start coming through as they go through their journey, and on their work placements they get a chance to speak to customers and can share the story about the coffee that they're brewing. So it's very, I think it's really, really important. We weave that all through our training, because it's equally inspirational as someone learning a technical skill like how to pull a shot or how to calibrate a grinder. It's super, super important.
Yeah, I would agree. Obviously, we're in very similar boats. One of the things that we find, obviously, operating in prisons is that there's a real hunger for knowledge from our trainees. So we'll start them off on some technical skills, a bit like you guys at Well Grounded, and then we'll move into origin and different flavor profiles in relation to different origins and altitude, and we'll go through lots of different varietals, and they'll really start to engage. And by the time, you know, we'll be finished a training session, our trainers are absolutely exhausted because they're constantly asking question after question after question, some of which I've had to personally go away and look up myself because it's something that's never crossed my mind. It could be a completely random question about soil quality at origin that I go, I'll have to answer that next time I come in, but really, really good question. So yeah, it's. I often say that in terms of training and obviously looking back into origin, we find our graduates to be so engaged and wanting to learn, and I kind of say I wish every barista in London had the same kind of hunger and desire to educate themselves. It would be fantastic. So yeah, about getting those baristas out into the workforce, I think, is an incredibly positive thing.
And Thomas, I'm really keen to hear from you because we're very focused on our training academies. We don't have a wholesale arm. We don't have a coffee product concentration. How do you weave these kinds of conversations and your social impact into your commercial conversations with your clients,
so,
or customers?
Yeah, that's a good, great question. Obviously, as we grow and expand the wholesale network, it becomes... Let me rewind a little bit here. It becomes tricky for us when we have a graduate who's placed in probation in, let's say, a city where we don't have any wholesale partners. Then we have to call on, obviously, like industry partners and people we may know. But obviously, if there's, let's say, Cafe B that we supply coffee to there, then I can literally make a phone call and say, by the way, the guy that was roasting your coffee, he's being released in 6 weeks. Is there any chance you could give him some work? In terms of weaving their, you know, it sounds like a horrible phrase, but their integration back into society and into work in specialty coffee, that can be challenging. And we would only obviously pair our graduates up with, you know, respective wholesale partners that kind of know what they're getting themselves into. Obviously, when somebody's been in prison for 10 plus years, coming out and, you know, the day-to-day life can sometimes be a little bit tricky for them. So we wouldn't obviously want to set anyone up to fail and come out of prison. So we actually have a caseworker working for us now. She's a brand new employee for Redemption, and she's going to help us oversee the transition from being released and being placed into work. Mm-hmm. And that can be something as simple as a weekly phone call, checking up, say, hey, how's it going? Did you sign up to a gym membership? Have you got yourself into a routine? So kind of a case-by-case basis is how I would kind of word it in terms of, you know, offering them employment as our in our wholesale network. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with our own cafes, the five of which we have in London, it's much easier because we have a team of baristas and retail managers who know exactly you know, what the requirements of trainees may be and are there to provide additional support when they come out and into work. So it's a bit of a mix.
Yeah.
There is no one size fits all. I wish there was, but we have to do it on a case by case basis.
I think it's really important to have industry buy-in as well. That's one of the things we're really, really excited about developing. And we've had so many great employer partners that have come on board that see the impact that we've made and want to continue that and want to make a difference. And for them, I think it's also important for them to be able to communicate that to their customers.
Absolutely.
So we've got a really great collaboration with Press Coffee at the moment, and we've got some wonderful POS materials where they say at their coffee shops, you know, baristas buy well-grounded, and it really invigorates the conversation with their customers, where their customers see that they source in a very transparent way, that they've got a really beautiful product, wonderful customer experience, and that last cut to customer sort of link is with someone who has perhaps been through hardship, but is also their life has been changed through coffee. And that's one of the really, really important pieces for us, is that we've got wonderful partners like that who say we must communicate this to the customers, and we're with you for that journey.
Yeah, we have a similar thing where our wholesale partners are constantly, you know, I get a phone call every couple of weeks saying, when am I going to get a graduate? Thomas, when can I get a graduate? And obviously that's such a fantastic thing to have. And like you said, these people that have obviously been through hardship and in our case been through the prison system can make the most fantastic baristas. I won't name this graduate, but we had a young man who was released recently to Liverpool. And he worked for us for a little while in our Broadgate store. And I went up and ordered a pour over. And he was making my pour over and rapping with a line of customers behind me. He was rapping to the shop, and it was absolutely fantastic. So these young people and these people that have gone through hardship can make fantastic specialty baristas.
Andrea, I'm really, really keen to hear from you how you weave your impact into your conversations with your customers and the things that are really important to them.
Yeah, we're really lucky because the partners that we have specifically look to us as a way to find partnerships with people at Origin, and they understand that when they work with Twin, it's through programs that are somewhat independent of a business relationship, because we're a donor-funded charity. Mm-hmm. So in many ways, this independence from saying, okay, there are many importers out there that are doing a lot of really good work, that are working with producers and really advancing, I think, a lot of the industry. But there's very few organizations whose specific purpose is to work with farmers on the ground level on projects that don't necessarily have intrinsic value outside it, that would be difficult to monetize, right? So working with youth and gender in coffee, which is a big focus point for Twin, working in the household level, we go to producers' households, sit down with the husband and wife and say, let's talk about the separation of chores and labor in your household, because in many households in coffee, men are responsible for the coffee production and women are responsible for the household. But what ends up happening is that women end up being responsible for the coffee and for the household, and that often men do not recognize the amount of labor that goes into their experience. And we have a program where we basically sit down and we make people draw a map of all the activities they do in the day. And we have this one side of the tree, basically, is the men, and one side's the women. And at the end of it, it's really incredible to see that it's just this conversation that comes naturally, that men often say, wow, I didn't realize how much you did in your day. I can't believe you fit that all in. And women go, yeah, this is my reality. I'm looking after the children. I'm looking after the food for the evening, and I'm also processing the cherries, and I'm also turning the drying beds. And when you have these conversations at the household level, at the person level, it makes a really big impact on the livelihoods of people. But those types of conversations are difficult to say, okay, that has a direct, really, you know, the quality's going to go up by 2 points this year. That's not maybe the point of what we're trying to do. Obviously, we believe that quality improvements are very critical for many of our farmers, but this is the type of work that is unfortunately difficult to invest in as an importing company. And so we are able to find partners that believe in what we do. They are donors to our organization, and then we're able to run with that in our own way. And when we're communicating about our programs, I think it is that human impact that we try to contribute to saying, okay, we work with, for example, a women's cooperative in Congo, where it was formed by a woman who wanted to, she saw that there was lots of victims of domestic violence and widows in her community, that coffee had traditionally been a man's kind of area, and but these women had very few resources available for them, and really needed, they were very disempowered, they didn't feel like they had any purpose in the community. And so it's a women's co-op where it's training women how to process coffee, how, giving them skills they can use. They sell coffee into this cooperative that is then, you know, delivered into markets in the UK and Europe. And then the proceeds go back to the community, and they can take this and say, look, husband, or look, you know, brother, sister, I've done this, I've improved myself, and this confidence that comes from doing that. And just seen amazing results. Like, the quality from this co-op has gone up by 4 points in one season, or season to season, and the women themselves are just so much more active participants in their own lives and in the community. And I just think those are the kinds of stories that make a big impact on understanding what we're trying to achieve. And I think it actually bridges really well with a lot of what both of you have said.
It's so nice to hear you say that, because as part of the sort of initial technical training, we run a lot of soft skills training with our traineeships as as well, and it can be anything from sort of practicing self-reflection and thinking about resilience. And we find that people go through a huge level of transformation and self-awareness when you address these questions and you get them to think about it. And that normally then sort of makes them a lot more motivated, a lot more proud of the technical skills and all of the other work readiness skills that we're training for on our program. And it's just so wonderful to hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is an amazing opportunity to learn more about the two organizations you work for, and also to be able to tell you a little bit about TWIN. And it's just magical to hear that there are other organizations that are human-focused and human-centered in coffee that are bringing people in that might not have felt like they had a seat at the table. So,
absolutely. The more of us, the better, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having us. We've launched our second academy. We're having a big launch event tomorrow to thank our funders. You can find us at www.wellgroundedjobs.co.uk or on our socials at WellgroundedHQ. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram and Facebook. Please check us out. Reach out to us. We'd love to see more of you, Thomas and Andrea,
Absolutely.
At our events as well.
Yeah, sounds good. I might see if I can pop in tomorrow. Thank you both for listening. Really nice to meet you. I suppose I should sign off by saying you can visit us at www.redemptionroasters.com, or you can find us on Redemption Roasters on Instagram. Thanks, guys.
Thanks awesome. Very much.